88.5 KCSN, Jim Nelson here, joined in the studio today by Hearts, a band that formed in Brooklyn about 4 years ago, by Ohio-born, Germany-raised singer Ninni Fabi and German keyboardist Ben Gebert. Remember keyboards, because that's not what he's playing today. We'll get to that in a minute. Ninni and Ben knew each other from a swim team in Germany when they were teenagers. In fact, they wrote their first song together when they were 15. But now they've moved to the United States, where they now live in Brooklyn. And one by one, they added New Yorker Garrett Einer on guitar. And on bass, they added Englishman Derek McWilliams. Now, together, they create juicy soundscapes that soar on the strength of superb melodies that Stereo Gum calls irresistible and Spin calls heavenly. And I don't dispute either of those. Named Hearts, they switched the spelling of the name Hearts, I think, I'm pretty sure, to confuse radio DJs like me who have to figure out how to pronounce it out loud. And I want to welcome Hearts to the studio today at KCSN. Welcome, hello to all of you.
Hi, how are you? Thanks good. For having us.
Good. Ben, I'm going to direct the first question at you. I'm not going to ask you why you changed the name of the spelling of the word Hearts, but what I do want to ask is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how tired are you now of having people ask you about the spelling of the name Hearts?
Not tired at all, because usually people don't ask that question.
You're kidding.
Probably the third or fourth interview that, yeah.
I figured it'd be like the first thing people would ask in every interview, and by now you'd be going, why did we do that?
No.
No? Okay, and you're not going to tell us why you spelled it that way?
We would never tell you.
fair enough. They're called Hearts, and ordinarily their sound is built on the keyboards that Ben plays and that Ninni plays, but today we're going to hear sort of an acoustic, electric version of Hearts. In fact, the first song they're going to play for us today is their new single from their forthcoming album. Will you play Giving Up for us?
Yes, we will. Now I'm a stranger in my own world. It's not your fault that I can't use words. Your eyes are force I can't fight. Never touching the dark is not holding on. Now I'm a stranger, I know I'm gone.
Giving up before the night is gone. I'm giving in.
88.5 KCSN. Giving Up is the name of the tune there, performed live in the studio by Hearts. That is the first single from their forthcoming debut album, which is self-titled. And Derek, the bass player, Derek, I just want to check in with you first on this. Your new album is, as we talk, we're recording this a couple of weeks ahead of time, but as we talk, your album is about a month away from being released. Is the band finished with their portion of it now, or are you still working on final mixes? Where are you with it?
No, it's all done.
So what's going through your minds right now as you wait for the debut album to come out?
Well, I think we're all kind of excited to see that, like, it with our eyes and hold it in our hands and stuff, and you know, see people, like, and hear what people have to say about it. It's kind of cool. It's exciting times.
Lots of anticipation now, kind of just waiting for the final.
Yeah.
Ninny, I read that initially you weren't necessarily on board with the idea of the band being based on the synthesized sound, that wasn't something you were with right off the bat. What sound did you hear in your head for this band, and what did it take to get you to sort of shift your thoughts?
Probably I'm generally, you know, sometimes a person of habit, and I think I was a little bit in a habit of a different sounds and different instrumentation, and I was used to that. But at the time, I think I started, and Bennett was feeling the same thing, we started to get the feeling that we just needed to add different sounds in order, I think, to translate what we wanted to do musically, what we wanted to do as songwriters. And I think it was just time to kind of, I don't know, give our music kind of a new kind of look. You know, it's like almost like putting a different coat on or something like that. And so I think for me, it was just sounds that I'd never worked with. But I think I knew pretty quickly after working with, you know, different instrumentations that it was going to be something that's going to be of value for the music. And, you know, for me, it was just important that the song is at the core of it.
Well, we're finding out, as we just heard with Giving Up, and we're going to hear in a moment, that the songs work fine in an acoustic setting, not entirely acoustic, because Garrett's got an electric guitar and Derek's got an electric bass. But without the synthesizers, that song worked out great. I'm sure Hart's going to work out great when we hear that in a moment. And that's always been sort of the mark of a great song. If you can take away the studio wizardry and just take it down to its bare essence, if it still works as a song. And one of the things that I think works so well is that the melodies that you guys come up with are just exquisite. Who's the melody writer here? Is that you, Ninny, or Ben, or do you kind of all work on that together? Or?
Thank you. I think the songwriting, when Ben and I write a song, it's really kind of fluid, and you can't really say who writes what. I think there's times when Ben comes up with the melody, there's times when I come up with the melody. Ben is normally the guy that kind of lays down a foundation, you know, a chord structure, things like that, or a rhythmical structure. And then I definitely tend to be the more melodic-driven person. You know, I was always inspired by melodies, I think, voices and melodies and words, in a way, more than the rest of it, you know. But I think it's very fluid. It really depends on the song. Every song is different.
It all works out really well, and I'm looking forward to giving our listeners a chance to hear the final recorded product when that's available here soon. It's beautiful stuff. Let's hear another song. I believe this one was just released today as a single. Is that right, Heart? Did I hear that right? Or
Yeah, it just came out today.
Beautiful. So here's another song from Hearts from their forthcoming self-titled album on 88.5 KCSN.
Blame the
KCSN with Hearts live in the studio, and a song called Heart from their forthcoming self-titled album. Beautiful stuff, guys. Really, really nice stuff. Now, we recorded this conversation earlier, but as our listeners are hearing it, it's now October 17th, and tonight Hearts is playing at the Fonda Theater in Hollywood along with St. Lucia. Garrett, St. Lucia has a unique connection to the band, not just that you're playing with him tonight, but how is St. Lucia connected to Hearts?
Well, I think we're connected in many ways, actually, all individually. I met John from St. Lucia. We worked at a music house together. I'm in New York writing music for TV and commercials and stuff like that. And he left... He left this music house around 2009, beginning of 2010, and we were always friends, and we played together, and then I played on some of his stuff, and turned out to be some of the early St. Lucia material. And then afterwards, I kind of stopped music for a while, and in that time, Ninny and Ben, well, you guys met him through a mutual friend.
And what happened next? He's now integrally connected to the band, isn't he?
I know, yeah, we met Jean from St. Lucia and also Patty from St. Lucia. I think it must have been 2010 through a mutual friend from Germany. And we were looking for a producer, you know, for the first time, really. We'd never worked with a producer before. And we sent him some of our music, and I think he really liked our songs. It was very different at the time, and we really loved his production. And this was... in a way, very lucky timing, because it was just kind of a half-year window before St. Lucia really started to do their thing and start to go on the road. And we had, you know, I think it was a little bit over 6 months, really, where we just went into the studio with him. And it was a kind of no-pressure situation, and all we wanted to do really was write and you know, work through the material that we'd already written and just... be creative together and really just find sounds and you know, everything was allowed kind of thing. And then Jean introduced us to Garrett when we started to think about playing live, and he introduced us to Garrett. And
well, you worked with him, I think, exactly the time between by the time I stopped.
Yeah, Garrett had stopped music, and he wanted to go back into music at the time, and he was looking for a project. And so Jean started pushing us towards each other, I think, and we had just known each other from parties and kind of as friends, and we really liked each other, and we were a little resistant at the beginning to playing because we really liked each other as people and we didn't want to, you know, get into it, and then we didn't know if it was going to be a musical fit.
Didn't want to spoil all that good stuff by bringing him into the band,
exactly.
Huh? Well, it has worked out. Hearts at the Fonda Theater tonight, opening for St. Lucia as they await the release of their full-length debut. There is an EP that came out a year ago as well that St. Lucia, Jean-Philip Grobler, he produced both the EP and the full-length album. Good stuff. That was great, the songs that you played here, and I've really enjoyed having you in the studio today. So I want to thank Ninny and Garrett and Ben and Derek for stopping by and for the conversation and the live music. And listeners, if you want to know more about Hearts, their website is, and I'm going to spell it for them so they make sure that they get it right, HaeRTSmusic.com, HeartsMusic.com. And also thanks to Tristan, Michelle, and Matt for their help making this session today. Hearts, thank you very much. Really good stuff. And we'll look forward to seeing you at the Fonda Theater tonight and back here again at KCSN another time. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.